Okay, your holiday gifts, they don't have to be sweaters or ties. You can give your friends and family wine for a year. Well, syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg joins us now with our wine of the week. Good to have you back, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Hillary. Hey, Sean, good to be here.
So listen, we're thinking about holiday gifts. Mm-hmm. And instead of the typical bottle of wine, what about these wine clubs?
Well, this really came out of a conversation I had with you, Hillary, a couple of weeks ago when you were asking me about this. And I kind of scratched my head and said, you know, I don't really know a lot about the wine clubs. But I ended up researching it and found out that for some people, it's a great idea. It's a great way to give wine.
Okay, explain how it works.
Well, typically when you sign up for a wine club, you're going to get a selection of wine either every month or every other month or once a quarter. It depends on the club you sign up for. And it's an assortment of wines. Now, the theory being is that since these wine clubs are buying in bulk, they could actually be less expensive overall for some of these wines. Or they're giving you access to wines that generally may not be available in our market area because they're representing the mom and pop shops that don't have a large distribution here.
How much does it cost? And are there clubs you recommend?
Well, you know, the cost is unbelievably wide. There's one called, I think, plunkwine.com, uh-huh. and they specialize in wines under $20 a bottle that are, quote, artisanal. So that's kind of interesting. I don't actually recommend one per se because there are so many out there. I think, though, if a good way to do this is to go to a website called Wine Club Reviews. And this is a website that reviews all of these different types of clubs, and they have a top five, which I thought was kind of interesting. And just to run through them, there's the Gold Medal Wine Club, Lot 18, which has daily specials of premium wines. So Lot 18 would be good if you're trying to build a cellar. Club W gives boxes of wine suited to your particular taste. You actually go online and take a survey, and then they fill your order based on that. Then there's the California Wine Club Premier Series. And then again, this Plunk Wine Club, which again, I love the idea of spending less than $20 a bottle. And then there are a few others, the Uncorked Ventures and Wine of the Month Club, which is the oldest.
Any downside to a wine club?
Well, you never know what you're going to get. You know, that's the downside is, you know, they're filling the orders based on kind of what they have in stock for that particular month or quarter. Now, the better wine clubs, and you have to read the fine print, absolutely read the fine print, the better wine clubs actually have a return policy. So if there's a wine in there that you really just don't like, you can return the other one or two or three bottles. So that's, you know, I would always check the fine print.
When you sign up for a wine club, how long-lasting is it? Do you know, typically?
Again, check the print, okay. Generally a year. And by the way, wine clubs are different than the wine clubs that a winery has, right? I don't know about you. I can't get out of a winery without them hitting me up for their wine club.
Oh, yeah.
But you only get the selections from that particular winery. With most of these wine clubs, you're getting a much broader, much more diverse selection of wines.
All right. Thanks for the education. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist, he tried to say, for the wine of the week. And if you want to know what wine to drink with your next meal, check out all Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.